This is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance from CFG Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Travis provides his clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Welcome to Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. And wow, what a week. Travis, if you ask me how I'm doing, I can still say that I'm doing better than the stock market has in the past week. So
I was going to say, I thought you were going to say you were as unstable as the stock market, Tony.
Well, some might accuse me of that. Yeah. Yeah. Some might say
what,
that.
Because you and I, you know, obviously I was out last week, spring break for the kiddos. What a week to be out of the office, by the way. Holy cow. Today is April 15th. It is our beloved tax day. This is our first show in a couple weeks. And didn't plan it this way, but all of a sudden Trump decided Liberation Day was on Thursday. My birthday was on Friday, and then spring break was the next week. So it was a good bit of chaos in the Chance household. So, it was interesting. With tax day being today and with us coming from the great city of Washington, D.C., got to see the Internal Revenue Service building, got to see the Federal Reserve
in front of the IRS building.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Got to see the FDIC. Actually, I'm kind of a nerd. I actually took a picture of the PBGC, Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. Our hotel was right down the street. And if for those of you who don't know, that's it's not the same thing, but it's essentially the FDIC. For pensions.
Yeah.
It's basically if you have a covered PBGC pension and let's say that pension goes defunct, it's insurance that you're basically going to be made somewhat whole. You're right. There's a cap on that.
The fact that you know about that and care about that, Travis, is
that's what I said. I'm a little bit of a nerd because true story. We're walking to dinner because, you know, DC, the area we were in, very safe. We're walking to dinner. It's a couple blocks and walked by the building and wasn't looking for it. I just looked over to my right and I'm like, son of a gun, there's the PBGC. And it's like, oh my God.
So your family's what?
Yeah. And I'm sitting there taking a picture and my wife's looking at me like, are you an idiot? Like, what are you doing? And I'm like, babe, that's the PBGC. So yeah, it was fun. Very cold. Oh my goodness. We did it as a fun learning experience for the kiddos, but like, holy cow, I didn't realize how cold it was going to be. It was in the 40s almost the entire trip, and wind was 15 to 20 miles an hour.
Yep.
And we were walking through the National Mall, like going up to the Lincoln and going from the Washington Monument to the Lincoln Monument, and it's 20 miles an hour winds, 40 degrees blowing across that lawn. Oh my gosh. Like I'm from Georgia. We are not equipped to handle such things. I know you'd have been in shorts, but I was not equipped.
T-shirt weather.
Yeah, that's t-shirt weather for you, but that was not something I was prepared for.
I love DC. Were the kids just amazed? I mean, just the enormity, the beauty, all the marble and the stone and the museums. Isn't it great?
Real quick, because I don't want to take our entire show because I could literally do an entire show on our trip. Sure. First of all, we were the Griswolds. We did drive. We took the family truckster. So and actually had to put a new windshield in my truck when I got back.
Oh, no.
So, yep. A car, literally guy's on his cell phone. I see the guy pass us. He's on his cell phone. He's getting over into the left-hand lane. I get out of his way. All of a sudden, evidently, he got a call or a text message. He's still looking at his phone. He runs off the road, throws a rock up, hits a square in the middle of the windshield, and it just went And So, and that was on the way up. So that was like, hey, great way to start. But anyway, got that fixed when we got back. but that's my luck when it comes to road trips. But we get up there, the kids actually took the majority of the, I think the pleasure they had were from like some of the museums, especially Natural History Museum. Air and Space was cool. About half of it was closed, so it wasn't really the full effect that we were wanting. Now I'll tell you real quick, because there one day I'm going to tell this story and they're going to get mad at me. But they were just absolutely in pain because we made them sit through two hearings, one for the House for a continuing resolution and one for the Senate. Because I was like, you need to understand how Congress and how our government works.
Yeah.
And Tony, awesome. It was like I was making them sit on a hot plate while I was pulling out their nails with a pair of pliers. They were sitting there like, oh my gosh.
And I can't believe you made them do that. They were like watching C-SPAN for two hours.
They're like, Dad, you got some paint you want us to watch dry? Cause this would be more entertaining.
You're lucky. I don't call family services on you right now.
Travis. I'm telling you, but it was so funny. Yeah, it was so funny because
they are scarred for life.
Yeah, one of my daughters, she kind of nodded off because it's stone quiet in there in the gallery. One of my daughters kind of nodded off, and the Capitol Police walked up and like tapped her on the shoulders, like, "Ma'am, you can't sleep in here." And she looks at him like, "I could eat you right now." I mean, like, it was so funny. But my wife and I were just sitting there dying laughing, and then we used that as their punishment. Like, if they were bad or if they started acting up during the trip, we'd be like, I will take you back to a budget hearing right now.
They probably have full-time people employed to wake people up like that. Bet that happens more than once.
It was funny. In that spirit, and you know, obviously I think our listeners, we sent out a commentary on Friday, basically kind of explaining the tariff situation, the market. So
yep.
I'm not going to go too far on that today. No. I mean, we've seen obviously a lot can happen in a very short period of time.
Yeah, it can go up, back up,
social post, a tweet post, you know, that can change the markets these days.
Somebody sneezes in China.
What we are going to talk about is a permanent part of our life, which, you know, they say there's only two things that are guaranteed in life, death and taxes. So we're going to talk about taxes today. And in that spirit, I do want to start with, if you are listening to this podcast, chances are you're either in the state of Georgia or South Carolina, because that's where our offices are. And if you are in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, or Virginia, you actually have until May 1st. It is not today, April 15th.
Rest
of the country is D-Day.
It's national holiday, so we're going to celebrate tax day.
Yeah, you go ahead and pay yours. But if you've been scurrying around trying to figure it out, you still have 2 weeks. So just keep that in mind. And that's because of the extension that we all received because of Helene and because of some of the other natural disasters that we've had over the past, you know, year. Because we actually had two back to back. You know, we had the flood in August, and then we had the Helene in late September. So It was certainly a challenging year, which, as you know, I'm still dealing with house issues to this day. So we won't get into those, but we'll go into the tax code. So, you know, for all intents and purposes, I think we all feel like sometimes we pay too much in taxes, right? I don't think anybody looks at their tax bill and goes, you know what? I think I want to pay another 20%. You know, I don't know that we do that. So I thought it would be pertinent to give kind of a brief history of what the tax code is and how it has changed over the years, and just have a little fun with it. So the first thing is, you know, 1913 was essentially the inception of what we know today as the tax code. 16th Amendment. 1913, federal income tax was established, but that wasn't the first time we were introduced to taxes. Now, I'm not going to go all the way back to the Boston Tea Party, but if you go to pre-income around 1861, you know, I hate to say this, but that's basically what I think Trump's kind of trying to go for, is because basically our revenue was created from tariffs and excise taxes. And there were really no direct taxes because of the way the states and the population was apportioned at the time. Then you had, you know, Civil War. We had a great rebuilding that needed to take place. That was essentially the beginning, so to speak, where, you know, any incomes over $800 at that time per year were taxed at 3%. And then 1894, that gave way to now 2% on taxes over 4,000, income tax of 1984, which was struck down in 95. And we didn't see tax rates actually become permanent in the 16th Amendment until 1913. And if you were a taxpayer in that time, 1% rate on incomes over $3,000 a year, which was not a lot of people back then. I mean, let's face it. And right, if you were a over $500,000, you had an additional 6% tax. So certainly not the tax rates that we see today. And if you made $500,000 in 1913, you were essentially, I'm kind of being a little bit outside the box, but you were like an Elon Musk, or you were like a Donald Trump. You were not in the what we would call the blue collar era in 1913, making 500 grand a year. Then we had the World War II expansion, because, you know, obviously World War I, World War II, you had the Great Depression. Taxes were used to fund the Great New Deal. We had the debt from creating all of the machinery and all the things that we used during the World Wars that we had to pay for. You had war bonds, et cetera, but that didn't cut it. So essentially back in 1932, the top rate was then raised to 63%, actually 94% in right after World War I. And then it went to 63%, then went to 79%. And all of a sudden after 1941, we started getting an increase to the bottom rate of, it was now 4%. And Tony, for a lot of people, that was really difficult, but we made it through, right? And then 1944, 94% on income over 200,000. But what really changed was the bottom rate went to 23%. And guess who was the first president to cut taxes from the 94% range? Who was that?
Kennedy. Kennedy, JFK.
Kennedy, wow. JFK.
I honestly did not know that. That's
JFK. Really nice. JFK, whenever he was elected, he cut the tax rate to 70% from 94, which was a pretty healthy cut, but it was still 70%. And then you had obviously the ebb and flow in the 60s and the 70s, and then Reagan actually cut from 70 to 50, and then went from 50 to 28, and then the bottom rate was 15, and cut a lot of the deductions and exemptions. And basically, I guess the main point I want to make with this is, I know we feel like today we're paying more than our fair share in taxes, but this is one of the reasons why, folks, I have recommended significantly in this show that you need to think about Roth conversion during this period. I think that's where the rubber has to meet the road. And I think that's where having a tax plan and a financial plan that mesh make all the difference in the world. Because,
oh, sure,
that can add a significant amount of alpha to your portfolio, significant amount of outperformance. Because if there's money that's just being paid unnecessarily to taxes, that we could take a little bit more pain today, but alleviate the pain for the next decade, wouldn't you say, Tony, that's something that you have to consider? I think the answer is yes.
It is. And you have to be careful, because you always need to talk to tax professionals or a CPA. However, a lot of so-called tax professionals are tax preparers, right? And well, so they're used to preparing and looking back at the last year and saying, what can we do for this year? Or typically that's it. That's where it ends. Some good ones look ahead to the next year, but you, when it comes to retirement accounts, like IRAs and the rules surrounding IRAs, you want somebody who's been schooled by the best in the business at slot, like yourself, Travis, or somebody who knows the rules around retirement and retirement funds, and that aren't going to jeopardize your retirement income. And, you know, you want to, you don't want to have this huge tax burden for you or your loved ones in retirement when you can't afford it. So you've got to look at those things.
Well, so, the Mad Money show on CNBC.
Oh yeah,
Jim Cramer, right? Listen. Last night. Let me tie it in. You'll see what I'm talking about. He actually said it, and I was like, oh my God! Like I can't. I'm actually kind of shocked that he said this. A caller called in and was like, hey, Jim, it was a young lady. She was like, hey, Jim, I'm retired. I'm thinking about doing a Roth conversion. What do you think? And he said, well, you need to talk to your financial advisor, because, you know, they're always talking about, you know, oh, well, you know, you can be Warren Buffett yourself and you can invest in blah, 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 blah. And I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying sometimes it's a little bit more difficult than what it's made out to be. But he actually said, you need to make sure you talk to your financial advisor, financial planner, to make sure, or CPA, to make sure that it's right for you. And you know this because I've talked about it on the show. You and I've talked about it off air. There's a lot of times I will recommend to a client that they don't do any Roth conversion or don't do anything in some years because it could be punitive from a tax perspective. But I'll give you a great example of one that I'm currently dealing with right now. I have a client that came to me that we don't do their taxes. We're not involved in that, but their CPA gave them a recommendation that I disagreed with because basically I can do math and the rules are what they are. So, I mean, you know, there again, I'm not their CPA, but they asked me for my opinion. I got their income numbers. We ran the income numbers, and what they were recommending was to make a contribution to an IRA to offset some taxes. Well, here's the thing. Sometimes, folks, it's not just as cut and dry as if your TurboTax software or if your CPA software doesn't flag it, it must be true. Because in this case, and I'm going to give you the specific, the specifics. In this case, this couple was, one of the spouses was covered by a retirement plan. The other was not. So the spouse that was not covered was able to put in a contribution to offset some income because they could use the household income, and she was not covered under the retirement plan, but he was. And because he was exempt, and he would not be able to take a deduction for his contribution to his IRA because he had a 401k. And her rationale was that just because he had had a inherited IRA distribution, that allowed him to make a contribution, even though his adjusted gross income was more than the allowable amount. That's like saying 2 + 2 = fish. It doesn't make sense. That has absolutely nothing to do with each other, but because it didn't flag in that software, that was what that person was recommending. So here's what I'm saying to get to the point. I'm not saying that every situation, Tony, is the same. It's not. There's always going to be subtle nuances in the tax code. I mean, my God, the tax code is 70,000 pages. I'm not saying that there are not going to be situations where there could be potential for someone to take income or take deductions that some people may not qualify for. But there are, for the most part, there's a pretty hard and fast set of rules that we all have to follow. And sometimes, once again, you do need a second opinion. And that's what I really think our clients value and our prospective clients value about us is, my promise to you is this, I'm never going to tell you what you want to hear. I will tell you the truth. If I'm wrong, I will apologize. I will try to go and find the answer and be as diligent as I can. I am human. We all err. But what I am telling you is you have to be double sure that what you are getting is accurate information. And that's why a lot of times your CPA and your financial advisor, they need to have a conversation or at least have the ability to have that dialogue, because this is important. These conversations are imperative for you and for your long-term planning and your financial well-being. But if you're not having that conversation, or if your advisor is not willing to have that on your behalf, do you really have an advisor, or do you have a financial salesperson? And they are two completely different entities. And folks, that's what we need to really sort through is what type of advice do you want and are you getting going forward? Because this tax day is going to come next year and the following year and the following year and the following year. The markets are going to go up and down. You can't say what the market's going to do today, because I don't know what Trump's going to tweet today. I have no idea. But what we do know is we do know the House and the Senate have agreed on the reconciliation package and the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is being passed imminently. Is that permanently? Well, I just read to you, Tony, that the tax code has changed a dozen times over the last or more in the last 100 years. No, nothing's permanent in Congress, because there can always be a shift in who controls Congress.
Right.
So while you do have the ability to take advantage of the tax code, you need to take advantage of it. And if you're out there listening right now and that's not a conversation that you have been having, my question is, why not? Is it because the person that you're working with doesn't know or doesn't care? Yeah. Well, we know and we care. And that's what I want you to do, which is give us a call. If you're out there and you haven't been having these conversations, give us a call, 877-269-0839. And if you're a client listening, thank you for listening, but also hit forward, hit the send button and send this to five of your friends that are probably sitting out there wishing that they had the type of advice that you're getting on a regular basis.
There you go. Well, Travis, great show today talking about the tax situation, everything that's going on out there. It is tax day. You want to minimize that tax burden, but you got to watch out. You can't just rely on someone who just punches numbers into the software and does what the software tells them, because that's not always going to work. Right. And that software, the tax code is 77,000 pages long, and retirement taxes and retirement accounts have so many rules and regulations. I'm glad we talked about this today, Travis. Listeners, again, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Navigating Your Retirement with our host, Travis Chance.
Thank you for listening to Navigating Your Retirement Radio with Travis Chance. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Travis at CFG Wealth Management. Call 877-269-0839 or visit them online at navigatingretirementradio.com. Advisory services are offered by CFG Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through TL Chance, Inc., an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.